This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Five 450 3733. Joining you in studio tonight is Ian
and Mark.
And so, Mark, had you heard about this hot dog vendor story out of UC Berkeley?
Yes.
Yes. So it's been in the news for the past few days, and we haven't talked about it yet here on Free Talk Live. Also, I still do want to cover this Equifax thing that we've been teasing for days. So maybe we should get into that first. But the hot dog vendor, there's been an update in that situation, and so we're going to get into that, too. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype into the show here at Skype username lrn.fm. So, last night, or I guess over the last few days, there's been this breaking news out of Equifax, one of the three credit unions, or not credit unions, not the right word, credit reporting agency.
That's the right word, yeah.
Credit reporting agencies. So it's what, TransUnion, Equifax, what's the third one?
TransUnion, Equifax,
Experian. Experian. Yeah. So the
Saw the way my lips were moving and you took it from me.
There was a major hack where 143 million people, apparently in not just the United States, but also Canada and some other place, I think UK, have been affected by this. The story here from TechDirt says that chances are you've already heard about the massive security breach at Equifax that leaked a ton of important data on potentially 143 million people. Now, they say it was in the U.S., but I've seen other reports saying U.S., Canada, UK. If you haven't, you need to pay more attention to the news, they say. I won't get into all the details of what happened here, but they want to point out a few things, and that is that they say Equifax's security breach is a complete disaster and will almost certainly get worse. They say, first, Equifax had been sitting on the knowledge of this breach since July. Now, there's some dispute over how quickly companies should disclose breaches like this, and it makes sense to give companies at least some time to get everything in order before going public. But here it's not clear what Equifax actually did. The company has seemed almost comically unprepared for this announcement in so many ways. Most incredibly, the site that Equifax set up for checking if your data has been compromised was on a consumer hosting plan using a free shared security certificate, a funky domain, and an anonymous whois record. And incredibly, it asked you for most of your social security number. In short, it's set up in nearly an identical manner to a typical phishing site. Oh, and it left open the fact that the site had only one user, Edelman, the name of a big PR firm. Not surprisingly, it didn't take long for various security tools to warn that the site wasn't safe. And then they show Google with their, you know, black, red screen warning, right? When you, when Google, if you're in the Chrome browser,
danger,
will insert this warning before websites that are suspected of having naughty things like malware awaiting you on them.
Yes.
And this says, exclamation, deceptive site ahead, trustedidpremier.com. And when Equifax pushed people to its own Trusted ID program to supposedly check if you were a victim of its own failures, it just started telling everyone yes, no matter what information they put in. Somebody on Twitter tweeted out, wow, if you enter test and 123456 on Equifax's hack checker page, it says your data has been breached. So what did Equifax do during the 6 weeks that they had to prepare for this announcement? Well, a few of its top executives used the delay to
quit
to sell off their stock.
Oh, my goodness.
Which may put them in even more hot water of the criminal variety.
That sounds like hot water to me.
Also, just days before it revealed the breach and long after they knew of it, the company was talking about how, or talking up how admired its CEO is. This is literally the last tweet from Equifax prior to tweeting about the breach, which said, quote, our chairman and CEO, Richard F. Smith, has been named one of Atlanta's most admired CEOs. unquote. I can't see any
all
scenario
that changes tomorrow
under which Smith keeps his job. And it seems likely that many other execs are going to be in trouble as well. Beyond the possible insider trading mentioned, there's already scrutiny on its corporate VP and legal officer, John J. Kelly, who made $2.8 million last year and runs the company's security, compliance, and privacy efforts. And despite 6 weeks to prepare for this, the following was Equifax's non-apology. Quote, "We apologize to our consumers and business customers for the concern and frustration this causes," unquote. Now, that's a classic non-apology, says TechDirt. It's not apologizing for its own actions. It's not apologizing for the total mess that they created. It's just apologizing if you're concerned and frustrated. Oh, and did we mention that the very morning of the day that Equifax announced this breach, they tweeted out about a newsletter that they had published about, quote, "how safeguarding valuable customer data is critical," unquote. What the F, Equifax? Should we even mention that Equifax has been a key lobbying force against data breach bills? Those bills have some problems, but really, it's not a good look following all of this.
Nope.
And while there was some concern that signing up to check to see if you were a victim would force you out of being part of any class action lawsuit, that's since been clarified to not apply to any class action lawsuits over the breach. And you better believe that the company is going to be facing one heck of a class action lawsuit. A bunch of them are being filed, but they'll likely be consolidated. That's all background, of course.
This is basically a class action suit for everybody in North America.
A good chunk of them.
Yeah. A darn good chunk of them. I mean, you basically have to be a homeless guy whizzing on yourself on the side of the street at this point.
That's
to
all
not be on it.
Background, says the author here. What he really wanted to discuss, he says, is how this will almost certainly get worse before it gets better. More than 12 years ago, I wrote, he says, that a major data breach is later revealed to be worse than, or excuse me, that every major data breach is later revealed to be worse than it was initially reported to be.
Right.
This has held true for years and years. This initial analysis almost always underplays how serious the leak is or how much data has been leaked. Stay tuned, because there's a very high likelihood we'll find out that either more people were impacted or that more sensitive information is out there. And I think people were saying that there were Social Security, driver's license, all kinds of very, very useful information hacked here that could be used to easily steal people's identities.
Basically, this is it. Everything you've attempted to hide, everything you've been told to keep secret up to this point has been leaked by an organization you never gave consent to have your information.
That's true.
Right. Look,
you didn't sign up for Equifax.
No, Equifax is a business-to-business service. Now, there are some laws that allow you to get your credit rating from these companies, but all in all, this is these are organizations that deal with the businesses that you've dealt with. So, I mean, I suppose you've consented in the sense that you've probably signed some form that allows them
to share
with the credit rating agencies. But I mean, ultimately,
somewhere in those terms of service that you've signed,
you never signed a contract with them. So that's the difficulty.
And since you've never signed a contract with them, how is the lawsuit going to have standing? I mean, I'm sure some attorney will have some magical way of making it, doing their best at getting there. But if you never actually entered into an agreement with these folks, do you have standing to bring a suit against them?
I don't know the answer for that. I can't answer that. But I suspect really what's happening here is that this company, this company is probably going to be sacrificed on the corporate pyre in order to teach other companies that this is the kind of lesson that need. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not saying Equifax is a bad company or whatever, but in their position, they're the next step down from the government. Your credit rating is essentially, it's the corporate you, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And they just let all their information go. That's just not acceptable.
So he points out that this should be a major concern, the idea that what we may find out later is that it was worse than they initially reported.
Yeah,
because
I suspect that that's exactly right.
What he says is that what we already know is stunning. As the LA Times noted, this is the mother load of data if you want to commit all sorts of fraud. The data, now at large, includes names, social security numbers, birth dates, addresses, and driver's license numbers, all of which can be used to fraudulently validate the identity of someone trying to open a bank or credit card account in another person's name. In some cases, Equifax says the security questions and answers used on some websites to verify users' identities may also have been exposed. Having that information in hand would allow hackers to change their targets' passwords and other account settings.
God.
This is pretty brutal. 855-450 free like freedom. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so Skype on in here at username lrn.fm.
if you're getting, as is now recommended by many studies that are out there, 10 servings a day of fruits and vegetables, you're within the 1% of the population that's managing to pull that off on a regular basis. One smug percent. But the prize for accomplishing this feat is protection against obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, cancer, and enough antioxidants to neutralize all 5 of the known free radicals. These are all worthy goals, and I've been managing to get in. I had one missed day of, by all of my 10 servings, but I'm cheating. I'm using fruit and veggie total from the makers of Whole Food Multi-Complete, and you can too. Just 2 scoops a day essentially guarantees you're getting all 10 servings. Now, you should eat fruits and vegetables. They've got fiber and great things in them that Fruit and Veggie Total doesn't have. But this ensures that you're getting all the benefits of all of those servings, because trying to get 10 servings a day of fruits and vegetables is... try it. It's really, really difficult to manage to do. So please join me in eating better, losing weight, living longer, and feeling great. Go to SimplifyMySupplements.com. Buy Fruit and Veggie Total. I just got another box here today. Use coupon code FTL to save 10%. They'll give you a free shaker bottle, too. It's a great, great thing and very useful. SimplifyMySupplements.com. Code FTL for 10% off.
All right. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Finally, getting into the Equifax hack that there's a good chance it affected your, what you thought was private information.
Right, like the chances that it didn't are much, the chances that it did affect you are much higher than the chances that it didn't. You basically have to have no credit.
I did run the little check thing on mine, and for whatever reason, they claimed I wasn't affected. So, you know, there's a chance that you weren't affected. But as far as, like, data hacks are concerned, this sounds like the biggest one I've ever heard of. I mean, you remember all the, every now and then something will pop up, like, Target gets hacked and loses a few million credit card numbers or something like that. It's usually restricted to kind of purchase-oriented data about you, like your credit card information, or it's restricted to maybe a lot of information was lost, but it was a relatively small number, like, you know, a million, so the odds are that you wouldn't be caught up into it. But this is the biggest number I've ever seen, and it's of stuff that includes very sensitive data, like your name, social security number, birth date, address, driver's license number. This is what they're saying was lost, and the point that the guy over at TechDirt is making here is that, well, they're saying what, you know, they lost, but what did they really lose? I mean, is this going to, later on, are we going to find out? And he gives other examples of where this has happened in the past, in data breaches. Are we going to find out the loss was much larger later on than was initially reported?
And the answer is yes.
Or much more severe.
That's what always happens.
That's what he says. So let's go on here with his analysis, because he says he thinks this is going to get worse. In fact, he says that Equifax has admitted that some security questions and answers that have been used on websites, you know, like where they ask you, you know, your mother's maiden name or, you know, things like that, those kinds of questions. You know, what was the first street you lived on? Those questions. They're saying some of those might have leaked out as well. Other data breaches, according to TechDirt, may have been bigger in terms of total accounts impacted, but it's hard to see how any data breach could have been this damaging. For over a decade, we've pointed out that credit bureaus like Equifax are collecting way too much data with zero transparency. In fact, back in 2005, we wrote about Equifax itself, saying that it was, quote, unconstitutional and un-American, unquote, to let people know what kind of information that they had on them. Not sure exactly how that is, but that's what they claimed, apparently. The amount of data that Equifax and the other credit bureaus hold is staggering, and as this event shows, they don't seem to have much of a clue about how to actually secure that data. At some point, we need to rethink why we've given Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion so much power over so much of our daily lives. You can't opt out. They collect most of their data without us knowing and in secret. You can't avoid them. And now we know that at least one of them doesn't know how to secure that data.
I hope it's a warning to the rest of them, because the fact that they desire this data doesn't make them qualified to hold it, if that makes sense. Just because they're like, oh, well, we've got to have this. And I agree. I understand why we have to have credit reporting agencies. But that doesn't mean, the simple fact that the market desires a credit reporting agency does not mean that a company, even a legacy company that is a credit reporting agency, is qualified to hold the information the credit reporting agency needs.
So there's even more here, because Equifax wants you to sign up for their service. They're saying they're going to give you like a free credit report, kind of, you know, like the LifeLock thing where there's a company that looks at
They're required to give you a free credit report every year.
No, but I mean like a free credit monitoring.
Yeah, credit
thing
monitoring.
Where
yeah.
That's what their solution is here. Is like,
Civic for free.
Well, Equifax is saying that, well, you can have ours for free here. Now that we've violated your privacy, go ahead and sign up for our service.
It's like
their solution.
It's like your older brother saying, oh, I'm sorry, after you busted your tooth out, you know?
Uh-huh.
If you're sorry, you wouldn't have done it.
So that brings me to this story from CNBC, Kelly Grant reporting that three reasons why you, if you're a victim of this, might not want the Equifax credit monitoring service. We'll get into that coming up here in moments. But let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
I want to bring something up, first of all, about Hurricane Irma. If you think you may need to evacuate a place where there's a hurricane or any issue like that, you take three ice cubes and put them in a plastic bag and put that back in your freezer before you leave. Okay, then you leave and you come back a week later and you heard the power was out and you have no clue how long the power was out.
Mm-hmm.
But you take a look in your freezer and it's still three ice cubes. That means that the food in your freezer didn't thaw out either. You see,
mm-hmm.
because the ice cubes would have melted, and they would not be three ice cubes.
They'd just be some water, frozen water in a bag.
Okay, that's a good trick.
Yeah, it would be one chunk of ice. Now, the other thing I want to bring up here, by the way, the real problem with identity theft is that the banks, you know, will send a credit card with your name on it to anybody who calls up and can rattle off all this stuff instead of requiring identification, which would be less profitable to the banks. You know, or sending out restricted delivery certified mail where the carrier is supposed to check your ID. And that would slow down. I mean, if somebody's checking your ID before sending it out the information, that would be a big help. And they're saying, oh, you're supposed to somehow keep your life data a secret, but you're supposed to disclose it. You know, for one thing, I mean, you're on probation and you're required to go find a job, which means you have to go out and fill out all these job applications, or you're going to prison if you don't. And if you do, then you'd have to give out your Social Security number to people you cannot control how they're going to use it. So, I mean, you... Or
job applications have your social on them?
Oh, yeah. People have to put their Social Security number on job applications. Oh,
wow,
yeah.
It's been so long since I've had a job. I don't remember what it was like. Thanks, Tom, for the call tonight. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. If you were caught up in this Equifax credit hack, credit info hack, how are you handling it? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on and toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the hot dog vendor, and got the video as well of a man selling unlicensed hot dogs. Well, UC Berkeley police had a thing or two to say about that, and they, in fact, stole money right out of the man's wallet.
Yeah.
So we'll share that with you coming up here in moments. And the latest on that story, there's an interesting update thanks to the internet on that. Our toll-free number here again, though, 855-450-FREE. It's Ian and Mark as we continue to discuss the Equifax hack that may have affected 143 million U.S. consumers. And I'm seeing it reported again. It's just U.S. consumers. Maybe there were additional Canadians and U.K. on top of that. For some reason, I feel like I saw that somewhere at the very beginning of these reports, or maybe that was being misreported. I don't know. If you know, you can clarify it for us. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. One story we shared already from TechDirt says this is probably going to get worse because every time a data breach is reported in the last 15 years, it's gotten worse later. Like, it's been revealed later on that it
It's a gigantic leak, and it's going to get worse.
That's the prediction, and he says that's based on what happens every time these leaks occur. And then in other news, when you actually go to the Equifax website that they've put up to try to inform you as to whether or not your information was part of this leak, well, then they pitch you their own little service. Oh, well, you already weren't trusting us with your information, but we had it anyway, and we lost it. So now, go ahead and sign on up. I mean, what do you got to lose? It's not like, they don't already have your data. And they're saying it is a free, credit monitoring service, but CNBC is going to give you three reasons here why you might not want to sign up for it. They say don't be so quick to sign up for free credit monitoring from Equifax. The company announced late Thursday that it had suffered a breach potentially affecting 143 million U.S. consumers. Neil Crichton, chief executive of security firm CounterTrack, says, quote, "The first assumption a consumer should make is that they are affected," unquote. Exposed data includes, as we mentioned, social security numbers, birth dates, addresses, and in some cases driver's license numbers, said Equifax in its announcement. The breach also compromised credit card numbers for 209,000 consumers and dispute documents with personal identifying information for 182,000 consumers. Ryan O'Leary, the vice president of threat research at White Hat Security, says, quote, "That's everything an identity thief would need," unquote. They say you can check their website, EquifaxSecurity2017.com, which is one of those, when they were talking about earlier in the Tech Dirt article, it's kind of like a weird name for a website. Like, why not just go to the Equifax website? Why'd they have to, you know, set up this other
which
thing?
Looks remarkably like a scam site.
Yeah, it's real basic looking. Anyway, you can see if you've been affected there, though be warned, consumer advocates are saying their system is confusing. The company has also said it will direct mail notices to consumers whose credit card numbers or dispute information were compromised. But while you should check to see if you're affected and then take other steps to protect yourself, experts say there are reasons to think twice before you take the next step of enrolling in their free, quote, Trusted ID Premier, unquote, service the company is offering. And Equifax, by the way, did not immediately respond to requests for comment about this. Number one, by agreeing to the terms and conditions for Equifax's monitoring, you may be giving up key consumer rights. In a statement, the National Consumer Law Center warned customers of fine print in the agreement that requires them to settle disputes through arbitration and bans them from participating in class action lawsuits. The fine print does give consumers the ability to opt out by notifying the company in writing within 30 days, according to the staff attorney for the National Consumer Law Center. Quote, however, most consumers will not see that fine print and will be forced to give up their access to the courts. New York Attorney General announced Friday that they had launched an investigation into the breach and claiming the fine print language was unacceptable. Number two, the scope. Monitoring your credit is a typical first to do after a breach, but it's the credit monitoring agency that just got breached, says O'Leary. He says they've suggested consumers weigh paying for a third-party service like ID Shield or LifeLock, but as you mentioned, Civic is a new blockchain-based identity protection service that is offering such protections for free.
Yeah, I don't know what the specifics are. I signed up like a year ago, so maybe I got in before you had to pay or whatever. But
good point. Maybe they've changed it, but yeah, it was.
I have found that it is very, it's like they're doing their job. The couple of times that I've had to ping my credit, they've sent me a report. And I'm like, what?
Interesting.
What? Oh, yeah, I did that.
I did that.
And so it's been great.
If they want credit monitoring, independent monitoring companies track more than your credit file to spot suspicious activity, which is key, considering that it's unclear if the attackers manipulated or changed Equifax's database, said Crichton. The paid services also typically bundle in assistance to help victims handle credit card problems. He says, quote, I hate to tell people to sign up for things that cost money, especially when it's not their fault that they've been compromised. So basically saying that whatever it is Equifax is offering you here isn't going to be the level of protection that you would get from some of these other services.
These credit protection companies, this is the new mandatory insurance, right? Like, you've got fire insurance on your home, you've got collision insurance on your car, you've got medical insurance in case you're in a terrible, you know, situation. This is the, you're going to have this as, you know, for whatever reason, people are stealing identities out there, and you've got to have this kind of protection as time goes by.
Number three is the timing. Equifax is offering more than a month after the company discovered the breach and several months after the thieves began accessing the data may come too late for consumers. Thieves tend to sell and use such data quickly to capitalize on its value, said Crichton. In a Federal Trade Commission study from earlier this year, researchers found that thieves began to use stolen data within minutes of it being posted online.
Jeez.
They've probably already started using it. Now, I've also heard another claim, and I didn't look deeply into this story, that people claiming to be the hackers were trying to get $2+ million worth of Bitcoin from Equifax in order to not release the data. But then again, how do you really trust those people?
Suspect you don't.
Right. And he says here, you'll also need to keep watching. Thieves could easily make use of the stolen data for years. When breaches like these happen, consumers need to be diligent and not just in the short term. Just because nothing looks amiss on your bank statements or your credit report now, that doesn't mean you haven't been compromised. So that's, you know, do you want to sign up for the very company that just lost
all Americans
your data? Oh, there's somebody there talking. Sorry about that. So toll-free number if you want to join us, it's 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Now, you know, the government, of course, is the ones that created the Social Security number in the first place.
And I think we were remiss to not mention that the Social Security number, the card used to have on it not for use for identification purposes.
It did, yeah.
And I think mine still has that. I don't
wow.
know if yours does.
I burned mine.
Yeah, that's right. You burned yours.
More than a decade ago.
Yeah, you did. But, you know, the older among us have these cards that say not for use for identification purposes, and then everybody demands it for identification purposes.
Now, in a lot of cases, you should be able to turn that down. However, what it may end up doing is meaning that a company, let's say you're trying to sign up for like a cable company subscription for your TV or cable modem, and a lot of times they want to run a credit check on you, and so that's what they're getting the Social Security number for, so they can easily run the credit check. If you don't give over your Social Security number, you may still be able to open the account, but you might have to put down a cash payment or something like that. So there are ways to get around it.
It's darn difficult to even open a bank account without a SOC.
That's not possible. You can't do it. Not in the United States. Since the Patriot Act, there have been people who've claimed that you can, but they can never show proof of those claims. And I wish it were true, but unfortunately, all the banks are very obedient to the federal government.
I can hardly believe you can even have credit without a SOC.
I would think
you can freeze your credit. You can just have it so that basically no accounts can be opened in your name.
Yeah, and I think that is actually one of the things that has been recommended that folks do in this particular case. If you've been violated by this Equifax leak, is that you can put the freeze on it somehow. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. What else can somebody do who's been affected by this hack? Again, an estimated 143 million of you out there have been hit by this. So how do you handle it? 855-450-FREE. If you've got some suggestions and solutions, it's Free Talk Live.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.com. freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. Nexus.freetalklive.com. Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom. 855-450-3733. What do you do if you got caught up in this Equifax hack that could have affected you? It apparently affected at least 140 million U.S. consumers.
140 million.
Yeah. Wow. Incredible. So you can share your thoughts with us here. What have you done if you have been caught up in this? The folks over at CNBC have some recommended steps. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number if you want to jump in here. 855-450-3733. And you don't need money to do business over on Simbi.com. It's a slick and easy-to-use marketplace where you trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy, Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of services available at Simbi.com. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. So go get your free account at Simbi.com. Take a look around. Post your services. S-I-M-B-I Simbi.com. Story here from CNBC. What do you do after a breach? Now, you, Mark, you mentioned this freeze idea where you can put your credit at these agencies. You can freeze it. And that'll make it so anybody applying for a credit card, including you, will not be able to actually apply for the credit card.
Correct.
So it says here,
so for whatever reason, you need to buy a car, or you need to do something, get a cell phone, switch your cell phone plan, or whatever it is you might need to do, you're going to need to unfreeze your credit,
right,
which isn't fast and it isn't easy.
Have you done this before?
No, I listened to Clark Howard.
According to the story here, a freeze isn't a step to undertake lightly. Besides stopping criminals, it also prevents you from getting new credit. So you'll need to, as Mark pointed out, lift the freeze temporarily anytime you want a new credit card or refinancing a mortgage or whatever. But freezes don't always come cheap. There can be a fee each time you add, lift, or remove a freeze. And you'll face up to three fees for taking that action with each company. Well, wouldn't that be a butt burner if now that Equifax has lost your data, you then have to contact them to pay them to freeze your data? Gee, thanks.
And before we all, you know, stomp around and say things like, the government should have an easier system for us to deal with this sort of thing. Well, they should, but they should have had it already. They were in charge already, and this is what you got.
Mm-hmm.
You got
the big three.
The big three doing whatever the hell they want to do, whenever the hell they want to do it, and you having to suck it up. Well, you know, this is just how it goes. This is what it's like when you hand over a monopoly privilege to an organization.
So rates vary by company and state, as well as details including your age and whether you've been a victim of identity theft. Fees also vary by the kind of action you're taking. For example, in Iowa, placing a freeze might be free, $5 or $10, depending on which category you fall under. And so, again, who knows, you know, how difficult of a process that is, how long it takes.
You have to prove you're a victim of identity theft, or you just have to say it?
I have no idea. What to do after a breach? Here's some other ideas. According to CNBC.com, number one, change your login information on accounts with the affected company. If you use that same username or password on other sites, change those too. Now, here they're talking about not necessarily a password breach, but a breach that could, in theory, give the thieves access to the highest level, kind of most important secure stuff that you're supposed to have, like bank accounts, for instance. All that said, if there has been a security breach with a website that involves a password, that's good advice. I think this is like general data breach. What to do is not specifically about the this one particular hack. Number two, monitor any financial accounts associated with the breach for fraud. So, of course, that's potentially all of your accounts in this case. If Equifax knows about all of your... Now, does Equifax track bank accounts? I guess they generally don't, right? Like, the credit reporting agencies only track credit-related accounts. So your credit cards show up, your car loans, mortgage information. But I've looked at a credit report before, and I don't recall seeing anything about bank accounts there. So they may not necessarily know you have a bank account somewhere, but if they just start go trolling around and, you know, they've got your Social Security number, they've got, you know, other data about you, they could very well, you know, call up a bank and say, I'm so-and-so with here's my information, and just see if they acknowledge that you have an account. See if they, you know, just randomly try the biggest, most popular banks out there, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, you know, these big banks where there's a chance that somebody's going to have an account there. So, you know, keep an eye on your existing accounts and look for any kind of examples of strange activity. It says here, number three, watch out for phishing attacks. Thieves often use news of a breach to generate new attacks, posing as the affected company to trick consumers into giving up personal information. Well, now that's another, again, this is just generally good advice here, is to be aware of phishing attacks when you're looking through your email and you've got an email that's come in from a company that you have done business with or looks legitimate. It may very well not be. If they're asking for login information, right, there's a good chance that they're not for real. If they show you a link, like, you know, I've had one of these come in from, like, PayPal, where it says, we need your help, you know, fixing an error with your account. Click here to log in. And then you, if you don't pay attention and you, you know, you're not look, it doesn't look suspicious to you. Let's say the spelling's all correct, because a lot of times in a phishing attack, they're going to screw up some spelling just because they're not from around here, and, you know, they don't know what they're how to spell English words real well.
How come Americans don't set up phishing attacks? This is what I want to.
Some of them do.
Speaking, you know. Well, and then you check the website, you know, address right up there. Make sure it's
check
HTTPS.
The address.
S. Make sure it's
PayPal.com.
.com, not PayPal.org.
Yeah, right.
Or whatever it is. Yeah.
So we could continue.
Probably
here
an entirely different site.
On some more advice, some suggestions. What are your ideas? Let's go to Chuck, listening in Lake Isabella to KVLI. Hey, Chuck. Chuck. Lake Isabella. Going once. Do we have Chuck? Hey, there you are. Yeah. We've got you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've heard that in Europe you can opt out of being in the credit bureau, having your name on file and stuff. So that's one thing I wanted to mention.
Is that if you don't want to even just have credit, you can just sort of get out of the system entirely?
They have to get your permission, basically. Huh. They have to get your approval before they can put you into a credit file.
Okay.
That'd be useful.
So, and you know, I've had a credit freeze for like 5 years, and I used to get a lot of, you know, those, your pre-approved things in the mail.
Yep,
and once
offers.
I put a credit freeze, they stopped coming in the mail totally.
Interesting.
But
little bonus.
But one thing I was going to say, that I was listening to Clark Howard also. He was talking about, you know, even though you got a credit freeze, the numbers they give you to unlock your credit freeze, that the 12-year-old could hack in there and get the numbers.
Oh, God.
It would unlock even if you have a credit freeze. So, you know, and he was saying that you're going to, for the rest of your life, you're going to have to be watching this.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life. It's not going to end like in a year or 10 years. It's going to be for the rest of your life.
This is 140 million Americans. That's almost half of the population. And it's going to be, you know, you're not talking about the lowest rungs of society here. The lowest rungs don't have credit information, you know.
Like here in California, it costs $10 for each credit bureau if you want to unfreeze your credit.
How much was it? $10, you said?
$10. Okay.
Yeah, $10. But you can say, well, I only want to unfreeze it for like 30 days. Mm-hmm. They don't charge you to freeze it back.
I see.
But
Chuck, thanks. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, to unfreeze it is $10.
All right. Chuck, I appreciate the info. Thanks for calling to share that tonight. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So the list here from CNBC also says, so in addition to watching out for phishing attacks, again, that's good advice anytime. Just beware, be suspicious of any kind of email that you receive that appears to be from some company that, you know, you think that you do business with. Be very, very careful. Watch the URL. If you do click on a link in that email, which you probably shouldn't do if it's suspicious, but even if you're not suspicious, always check that link just to make sure it's going to where you think that it's going to go.
I've had a few sort of fallacious charges on my credit card or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether I've been compromised or what has happened, but I've had that happen in the past. And it's usually a pretty simple process to deal with. However, people who have had their identity stolen and had really, really ongoing problems from it. So I feel like the government, somebody has to figure out how to make this easier, because there's going to be a lot of problems stemming from this.
Yeah, the government's not going to be the person you want, the group you want to turn to for that. More coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We'll check in with a story about the hot dog vendor cracked down upon by the police. We'll tell you about it coming up. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.